Hare Krishna. Today is the disappearance day of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, and I thought I would just share a few thoughts. Although in the last days we've been sharing a lot of thoughts about the disappearance of Vaishnavas. Gopal Bhatta Goswami was certainly a Vaishnav of great importance in the Gaudiya Vaishnav line. He served Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Hey Bratraj, oh you and is considered to be one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, although none of them were actually took formal sannyas. They all sort of went to the Paramahansa stage of renunciation and giving up even the formal sannyas that identifies one as part of the Varnashram system. This was one of the things that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur didn't follow because he wanted to establish Varnashram. Bhatta Goswami was born in the South India, which was really a long distance from both Bengal, Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan. And he was born in a very illustrious family of South Indian Brahmanas, Bhatta Brahmins, Venkata Bhatta, who was the head pujari of Rangaji Temple, so very influential person, both spiritually and even politically in those times, especially in the south. And so one of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's purposes in traveling to South India, like meeting Ramananda Roy, was to meet Gopal, that was his name, and he was a little boy, and his uncle, Prabodhananda Saraswati, another great Gaudiya Vaishnava. And Gurangira Sangi Madhi Nityali Lila Kori Madhi, these are Nityasiddha Kori Madhi. These are eternally liberated souls. That's one of the features of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, is that when they come into this world, they sort of display certain characteristics of material, possessing the material body, the appearance. They give that appearance. Of course, part of that appearance is that they leave behind a body. Although they have an eternal spiritual form, and that eternal spiritual form, and now I'm not talking about the spiritual form in Krishna's pastime, but in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, which is, according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that same material form, or that same form that people saw when he was physically present, with all of its characteristics and qualities. So it's a very mysterious thing, these pastimes, movements, activities of liberated souls. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did come to South India, it coincided with the Chaturmasya rainy season, which meant that Lord Chaitanya stayed in one place, and he stayed in the home of Venkatabhata, and there were many wonderful exchanges between him and Gopal that are related in Shastra. And Gopal was really a little boy at that time. I can't remember if it was either 8 or 12. Well, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, he told his father, don't get him married, which is sort of not the type of thing that parents always like to hear. They like to see that their dynasty is continued, and not so much so the case in India. And in due course of time, and he told him to go to Vrindavan when he grows up, finishes his education. So when time came to it, then Gopal and his uncle, Prabhunanda Saraswati, they journeyed to Vrindavan. And they stayed in different places before coming to where now is Vrindavan town. And well, there are many stories. I won't recount all of those. I think the devotees probably know a lot. One of Gopal Bhatta Goswami's more prominent roles was as a spiritual master. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted him and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, who were both in Brahmin families, to take the role of spiritual master. And Gopal Bhatta was to initiate those who were in the south, came from the south, and Raghunath Bhatta from those who came from the north. Devotees would come. Many devotees came because Vrindavan had now become the sort of main place of devotional activity, with the Goswamis there. Many other sadhakas or siddhas read their books, were inspired by hearing about them, of their example. They wanted to go there, and they wanted to take initiation. And some of those who wanted to take initiation were still, to some degree or another, say, contaminated by smarta ideas, which means that if they were from Brahmin families, they should take initiation from Brahmanas. And so anyway, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to facilitate them. Gopal didn't really want to initiate, but Amara Agya Guru had really spread Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement around the world without that happening. So Lord Chaitanya used to send messages, particularly to Gopal. And once, when devotees were going, because devotees were constantly passing from Bengal, Orissa, to Vrindavan, he sent his chokhi. Chokhi is that low seat that people sit on, that they honor prasadam on, or they use that for bathing and so on. You'll have seen it in India. And when Gopal received that, then other Goswamis explained to him, because he was quite young. You can understand that this is the instruction of the Lord. In other words, if he sat on a chokhi, he would be above other people. And why does someone sit above other people? Because he's in a position of their guru. That Choki is there at the present time in the Radharaman temple, which is very nicely maintained, the standards of Gopal Bhatta's worshipable deity, Radharamanji. And Rupa Bhatta Goswami established two lineages, one of grihasthas for taking care of the deity, and the other of sannyasis for preaching. I don't know whether any of that preaching is going on at the present day, but that was the idea. And today, if you go to Gopal Bhatta Goswami Samadhi, which is behind Radharamanji temple, then you will see around the samadhi many sannyasis in little budget kutirs, and very nice devotees. Srila Prabhupada, when he lived in Vrindavan, he would go there daily. He had a very good relationship with the Goswamis of Vrindavan, particularly, and that remains to the present day, and it dates back to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's time. There was quite a bit of politics, as unfortunately is the case even in spiritual life at that time. And there was a lot of opposition to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, so much so that temples shut when he took Vrindavan Parikrama to devotees on Vrindavan Parikrama there. His only supporters were the Goswamis of Radharama. And they are still practicing Vaishnavas to the present day. And they, I'm sure, are having a great celebration over there today in honor of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Hare Krishna. Gopal Bhatta Goswami ki jai.